from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Youth Express, the nation's first 24/7 radio station devoted to youth writing, music, and conversation.
I don't know why some people look down on people who either give up on college or never go in the first place.
There are people that just hate you because of your race or ethnicity, but we are definitely making progress.
She's hungry for everything, the life within, trying to find her way around again. Looking and searching is what she's doing.
So I followed my brother down to the riverbank, and we donned our skates. While Lev hurried, I tarried. While Lev trudged through the slush, I caught a flake on my tongue.
My parents are from Bhutan. They migrated to Nepal, and I born there, and I moved here in the US. So it's a long journey to get here.
Today, original music and a discussion on consent education in schools. But first, Pittsburgh public high schoolers talk about the importance of self-esteem for success in high school.
Right now, the main things that'll stop a kid from getting anywhere in high school is the way that they think of themselves, their esteem, basically.
Some students just feel like they're lonely in life and they really have nobody to go to for that special push. They might not be getting that love at home or something, so they feel that everybody feels that type of way towards them.
Every morning, my mom tells me she loves me and to have a good day and all of that. And we were talking in class about that, and I found out that not a lot of people's parents do that nowadays.
If you've been bullied and told that you're dumb and so on, since you're young in elementary school, it definitely takes a toll on you, and you start to believe things like that.
In the community, guys, they have this bad influence of older guys who just, the term is hood rich, like they get rich or make money or profit from selling drugs or robbing people. And they think like, well, I'm not getting those shoes in school, you know, that's 9 weeks, so I could go in a corner and, you know, it's scary, but it's real. Like, I just think like it's the setting, it's the environment, and it's like the lack of parents.
I think that they let other people influence them, and they won't learn how to focus until after those people who are negatively influencing them leave their lives.
Like, I like coming to high school, but I got a brother that's at home, you know, and he gets into a lot of stuff, you know what I mean, that I like, for real. That's a problem that I'm facing today, because it's just so tempting.
The African-American community is like being crabs in a bucket. Like, if one person gets up, then everybody wants to bring them down. Like, oh, you know, if one boy sets the trend, like, I'm going to pull up my pants, I'm going to go to school, I'm going to get education, then the other kids are going to make fun of him. They're going to be like, oh, you're a loser, you're a lame. You know, they're going to pick with him, and that might give his self-esteem go down to the point where he's like, well, I just want to be accepted.
Like, I grew up in a bad place, but I got out of it. But most people don't. If you grow up around, like, the bad environment, you end up getting sucked in bad and get it in your brain that you just have to do what they're doing, and that's the way of life.
To all adults, I'd like to send the message that kids do bad things and may misbehave, but that does not mean that they don't need your encouragement to help them become a better person, because influence in a positive way is what everybody needs at some point in time.
Now, Katie Summer, a 16-year-old student at Lincoln Park Performing Arts School, with an original song entitled Steam Engine Train.
They say words can cut like a knife, but actions cut far deeper down. In the silence, the high kills me inside. Fresh air can filter in, and the feeling of being alone is something I know I should know. Through the pain we've endured, one thing's for sure, the gap is bound to flood. Not quite sure yet where we're going, but we've gotta travel anew. And if we get lost, just act like we're not. The path will find you here on this steam engine train. I don't.
here on this steam engine train. We can finally outrun all of this pain. And here on this steam engine train, I finally got hope. And all the sticks and the stones that they threw at us, all the bullets they've aimed and missed, we'll leave behind the words left to die. If only time could pass me by, shot burning our feet and no running. So I've part of our socks and our shoes, and as hard as they try to ruin our lives, our spirits will not break. Not quite sure yet where we're going, but we've gotta escape this town. And if we break down, just look around, we've got each other too. Here on this steam engine train, I don't know the stops. We've got enough change to escape the trail of pain, leaving behind. Here on this steam engine train, we can finally outrun all of this pain. And here on this steam engine train, I finally got hope. We can finally run away from all the rules you played. Burn through the pages defining us. Start someone new. Hold on like glue. Lead me away. You're on the steam engine train. I don't know stops. We've got enough change.
On our last segment, youth philanthropy interns with the Community Foundation of Westmoreland County present a documentary about how schools are, or are not, teaching students about issues of consent.
The coverage of sexual assault on college campuses has been widespread in the media.
While colleges have been doing a lot to combat this issue, what is being done by high schools?
Would you go to college without knowing basic academic skills such as math or science?
High school is preparing us academically for college, but how is it preparing us personally and socially? I'm Cecilia Markley.
I'm Grace Fowler.
And I'm Drew Niederheiser.
According to RAIN, or Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, consent is an agreement between participants to engage in a sexual activity.
We surveyed 11 students from 6 different high schools across Westmoreland County about their experience with consent education in high school health class. Of the 11 students surveyed, only 4 agreed or strongly agreed that they learned about consent in high school health class.
We spoke with one student from a Westmoreland County high school who shared her health class experience.
Our teacher stated that if we have sex, to use protection. They did say that the best thing to do would be to abstain from sex. We barely talked about consent. Girls were specifically zeroed in on and were told to not drink or use drugs because they would be more likely to have unprotected sex or be raped. I don't feel like students were properly educated at my school. There is often confusion on topics such as STDs.
Both students and educators alike agree that consent education is lacking in high schools.
Anne Emmerling, executive director of Blackburn Center, an organization that combats sexual assault and domestic violence, shares her thoughts on consent education.
There's clearly a gap in what needs to be taught in high schools, and we're not giving students the opportunity to build skills. Without the opportunity for students to think about these things, to talk about these things, to learn the skills, to practice those skills in kind of a non-threatening setting, it's not going to stick. It's not going to be something that they're going to take forward with them in the community, and we're just going to be perpetuating this problem over and over again with confusion about consent.
Blackburn Center has a program that works on educating high school students in Westmoreland County on the topic of consent.
Beth Babiak, Education Outreach Program Manager at Blackburn Center, shared that their education specialists provide 3-day programs in various Westmoreland County high schools. On the first day, the program discusses sexual harassment. On the second day, sexual assault is covered, and dating violence is covered on the third day.
Megan Mittleider, a health and physical education teacher from Hempfield Area High School, local to Westmoreland County, states that it is required to take 90 days of health as sophomores. 15 to 20 of these days are dedicated to sex education, and Blackburn Center comes in for 3 of these days.
Mittleiter shares her thoughts on consent education.
Especially for high school kids, you can't just teach them about the reproductive systems and pregnancy and childbirth and say, okay, we're heading on to the next unit. That's the basic knowledge which they need, but there's a lot more real life scenarios out there that they need to be able to understand, like when they get into a relationship, what does consent mean?
For more information on consent, visit blackburncenter.org, loveisrespect.org, or rainn.org.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Youth Express. Youth Express is made possible with support from the Henry L. Hillman Foundation, the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, and the 33 Foundation, and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at youthexpress.org.